shake it, 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 shake it. Well, I met a little girl in a country town. She said, what do you know? Well, that's Slim Harpo. She didn't move her head. She didn't move her hands. She didn't move her lips. She just shake her head. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby.
Music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing fact to our juvenile delinquency of pain.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Thank you. She wants to be alone. She needs a shoulder to cry on. You don't know what to believe. All I know is in my dreams she wants me. Oh,
I'm Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico. Last year, my state became the 12th state to allow medical use of marijuana by patients who are seriously ill. Some people were surprised that a Republican governor supports medical marijuana, but I'm hardly alone. Groups like the American College of Physicians, American Nurses Association, and American Public Health Association have all acknowledged the medical value of marijuana. New research about medical marijuana is coming out almost every day, showing remarkable potential in all sorts of serious conditions, including cancer, AIDS, and chronic pain. But some in government still want to put politics and ideology ahead of public health. To learn more about medical marijuana and what you can do to help, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thanks.
such as I, and suddenly I'm thinking of you. A hint of cologne you used to call your own, that smell reminds me of you. Years pass by in the blink of an eye before you and I were through. Now that man walks by, I think about you and I, and then I think only of you. Of day one, I knew you weren't the one, but hey, you were so damn cute. With that sexy smile, we used to talk for a while, or just be when the talking was through. By someone completely new. I think of your child with her beautiful smile, and then I think only of you. These days I'm good, I'm doing exactly what I should. I'm doing what I need to do. But all it takes is one little mistake. Something reminds me of you. A song. That song drifts by, I think about you and I, and then I think only of you. Man walks by, and in the blink of an eye, I'm in a place that I always knew. To cry, and I can't explain why, 'cause I'm glad that you and I are through. But still, I think only of you.
Something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality. But I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
you ain't got the knack. And then pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out you couldn't look my way. She rides in my back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot tears, gas, get 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, knows she's gonna drive the fellas wild.
Drive wild, boy.
You ain't got the knack in there. Yeah.
2 o'clock cowboy, blown again tonight. Make your way across the floor, turn back around like you did each time before. Never cry, no one to say. Always afraid she's gonna turn, walk away. Bartender screams, last call. Suddenly it feels like you've never been there at all. You're a two-foot cowboy in the living day. Just another lost shadow in the red neon light. Trying to find the words, but nothing seems right. Just a two-foot cowboy, alone again tonight.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.